Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Rachel Shearer from Little White Goat Dairy and Orange, which is about the cutest name farm that I've ever heard. Little White Goat Dairy. So do you have a lot of little white goats?
My first really good goat was named Little White Goat. The name the dairy in honor of her.
How you get your goat. You are a dairy and you're making all sorts of interesting stuff, and you brought interesting stuff, some of which I had never heard of. So let's talk about the stuff that people have heard of first that you make.
Well, we make Chèvre, which is the classic French fresh goat cheese.
Chèvre is always goat cheese, right?
Yes. Chèvre means goat. It's always going to be made from goat cheese.
Chèvre Blanc.
Right. Fromage Blanc. And then we also make yogurt and kefir.
Now, kefir is one of the words that people are starting to learn about, but not everybody knows about. Unless they watched 24.
Jack Bauer is a traitor and a psychopath.
Oh, that's not that.
Wrong one, Monty.
Yeah, some people pronounce it kefir. Some people pronounce it kefir. It's of Central Asian origin. It's one of the oldest foods known. And it's fermented milk. It has many of the same bacterial cultures that yogurt does, just has more of them. The culture we use has 11 different bacteria and 3 different yeasts. So it's a really, really potent probiotic.
And really good for you.
But not alcoholic, even though it's fermented.
Not alcoholic. Once it's refrigerated, the bacteria decline and the yeasts take over. So it can get bubbly and a little bit winey smelling.
And Monty, she makes like good flavors. Like there's a maple kefir.
The maple is, I'm beginning to realize a little bit of a misnomer, because it's only very, very lightly sweetened with maple syrup, local maple syrup. It's just to take a little bit of the tang off for people who are not quite used to full strength lacto-fermented product.
Some people are still not even used to the goat taste yet. You know, I have grown to love it, but when you know you grew up a kid just drinking cow's milk all the time, it does take a tiny bit of a learning curve sometimes too.
We have our herd is La Mancha goats, and their temperaments are incredibly sweet, and their milk is incredibly sweet.
But they're always chasing after windmills.
The unreachable star.
That's the man of La Mancha. Sorry.
The milk is so sweet that many people who we've done blind taste tests with some fresh raw cow milk and some of our fresh raw goat milk cannot tell the difference. Mm. And often people prefer the goat milk. Even people who say, nah, I don't like goat milk. It's very subtle. But the thing that most people usually say is, it tastes like grass.
You are what you eat.
Exactly. Well, we are what they eat.
Right. Speaking with Rachel Shearer from Little White Goat Dairy and Orange, and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks. Okay, so we've got kefir, and we've got what else?
Some yogurt here.
Heard of it.
We've got a Bulgarian feta, which is a little bit different than the Greek feta that you get in the store. It's a little bit moister. It's not as crumbly.
And I'm tasting it right now. Yeah. It's tangier than most feta that I've had.
We've also got some labneh, which is a Middle Eastern cheese. It's made from salted and strained yogurt. This sample that I brought has been seasoned with honey and za'atar. Za'atar is a Middle Eastern spice mix. And some honey that comes from just up the road that my brother-in-law and sister-in-law make. The thing I love about it is that the same pasture made the milk and made the honey.
And that is delicious.
This is so good.
It's called labneh?
Yes.
I love it. Uh-huh. Never had that before. All right, what other cool weird goat stuff do you have from Little White Goat Dairy?
Well, here's something really different. It's called cajeta. It's a traditional Mexican sweet. It is caramelized goat milk.
I could eat this all day. And you know what? I bet apples dipped in that.
Yes, that's the way to
pears.
Go.
It's delicious.
Pour it on ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
Or just do as Monty is right now.
Just
put it on
it
a spoon
right
and
bowl,
eat it.
It's caramelized in a way, but it's so creamy.
Sometimes with caramel, if you don't cook it right, there's so much sugar in that, it's kind of grainy.
Yeah,
but
caramel
not this.
Is mostly sugar and very little dairy, but this is mostly milk.
It is really good. And that one is called what again?
Cajeta.
Cajeta. Wow. It's like this multicultural food explosion of goat milk happening at Little White Goat Dairy
in
Orange.
Well, more people around the world drink goat milk and eat goat meat than any other animal. So there's a big culinary tradition that goes with it.
That's why if I were part of the goat dairy industry, my slogan would be, goat milk.
Monty,
nah, I don't even know what
bad.
You're talking about. Yeah.
So this is so tasty. I need to know where I can purchase
where can
these
we purchase
items.
This? Rachel Shearer from Little White Goat Dairy and Orange.
We have a store at our farm, the Quab and Harvest Market in Orange. That co-op sells our product.
Rachel Shearer from Little White Goat Dairy and Orange and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero. Folks, buy localfood.org.